A reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me, and your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The son of David will live forever. The son of David will live forever. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness." The son of David will live forever. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, "Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations." The son of David will live forever. He shall say to me, "You are my father, my God, the rock, my savior. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm." The son of David shall live forever. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those only who adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, "I have made you father to many nations." He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and who calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, "Thus shall your descendants be." That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, on this, the feast of St. Joseph, it gives me great comfort to know that St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus and the husband of Mary, was afraid. We can be afraid. Joseph was, it says today, that's why the angel says, "Do not be afraid." Mary was afraid when the angel appeared to her. So they are so human with us. They know what it is to be afraid. And yet, fear did not take over their life. Why? Because God said through the angel, Be not afraid. God says the same thing to you today, and the same thing to me. And the only way that we can not let fear control our life in these trying times of the coronavirus, more than just that. People are afraid of the stock market crashing and getting sick or losing their money or not having enough food. Fear is reigning everywhere. And yet when we listen to the readings and we look to good Saint Joseph, Joseph did not let fear control his life. He let faith control his life. And if you listen to the second reading, you know, St. Paul is telling us it's by faith, it's by faith, it's by faith. And so the way we defeat fear is through faith. Joseph, think about it. He's told that his 14-year-old soon-to-be wife is pregnant, but it's by the Holy Spirit. It takes faith to take Jesus and Mary unto himself and protect them, to be their protector. That takes faith. The same Joseph who protected Mary and Joseph, that protected Mary and Jesus, will protect you. He's our foster father, too. He's the protector of the whole church. And we can go to him and trust him as Jesus did in his humanity. Joseph is a powerful intercessor, that he can intercede for all of us, that we be people of faith and not fear. Faith and not fear. So today or in the days ahead, when you're starting to get afraid, make an act of faith. Jesus, I trust in you. Or Abba, Papa, I trust in you. I have faith in you. And you will conquer your fear by the gift of faith. May each of you know God's love today and forever. Amen. Again today, since it's feast day, we say our creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe